This is VOA News. We are remote. I'm Marissa Melton.
The United Nations Special Rapporteur for Myanmar on Tuesday issued a stern warning about the potential for an escalation of violence as protests continued following a military coup February 1st. Myanmar was largely cut off from the world for a third night in a row after the generals who deposed and detained civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi shut down the internet once again. Anti-coup protesters were expected to gather in major cities again on Wednesday. The UN envoy Tom Andrews sounded the alarm, saying he fears Wednesday has the potential for violence on a greater scale than before. Protests started soon after the military coup on February 1st. Andrews said in a statement that with protesters amassing in the commercial capital Yangon, he had received reports of soldiers being transported into Yangon from outlying regions. In the past, he said, such troop movements preceded killings, disappearances, and detentions on a mass scale. He said he is terrified that Myanmar could be on the precipice of even greater human rights crimes. Andrews said he also had word that a secretive trial of Suu Kyi and deposed President Win Myint had begun this week. Suu Kyi's lawyer said Tuesday that a second charge had been lodged against his client. He said she and Win Myint were expected to appear via video conference during a March 1st hearing. The White House said Tuesday that the Biden administration will begin on Friday to process the claims of some asylum seekers. In a statement, the White House said it will soon announce a virtual registration process that will be available from any location. It said asylum seekers can stay put and await further instructions.